that there is a notion of creation of Kel Melech Ne'eman. And I'll read the language of the Mechaber in Simchas Samech Aleph, which is relevant. It says, V'Kriyat Shema Yesh Reish Mem Hei Tevos. There are 245 words in Kriyat Shema. Did you ever count them? By any chance?
30 words or less.
I'm Samech on the Mechaber. Shalom Aleichem, how are you?
Great.
You're very blue today. Anyway, so the... there are 245 letters in the creation, words in the creation. We want to be able to have 248 corresponding to the limbs of the human being. That's where the Shiach Tzibur ends. Hashem Elokechem Emes. And then, obviously the Shiach Tzibur repeats Hashem Elokechem Emes a second time. Ramah says on this, "Ubezeh yotzei kol adam hol b'shomam mipiv shel Shiach Tzibur gimel tevos elo." So even though we said 245 words, but since the Shiach Tzibur repeats Kel Melech Ne'eman, or rather Hashem Elokecha Memes, that now adds up to 248, and therefore even those who daven with the Tzibur and hear the Shiach Tzibur can be yotzei. V'im ayavid rotzei gam kin l'armam b'Shiach Tzibur ein yisur b'davar. Ramah says if the yavid also wants to say it, there's no prohibition. So I saw Mishnah Brura, he comments actually on this. He tells you, what's the makor for this 248 Evarim words, Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzah HaSinai? It's very nice. But what's the connection? So he quotes from the Medrash HaNe'elam. The Medrash HaNe'elam says, he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. Let me just finish this. It says, "Rifus tehilu sharecha, v'shiku liatzmosecha." Hatorah he refuah laguf uliatzamos. Torah is a kind of medicament, medicine, therapy for the guf and for the atzamos. Bala mazeh, bala mabah. The Amarav Naharoi, the Amarav Bechemia, I'm reading from Shabura. The Kriyashma. You're also reading the Mishnah Berurah?
No,
that's fine. The Kriyat Shema, Remach, the Tevos, Kavinyin, Yivar, Shalom. The Kriyat Shema has 248 words corresponding to the limbs of a human being. V'akarei Kriyat Shema Kitikuno, someone who reads Kriyat Shema properly, Kol Eber Ve'Eber, Notel Teva Achas, or Yisrap Ebo. Each Eber, each limb takes one word, and that limb is now cured. Wow. Bidog, that's the pasuk Rifus Tehilu Sharecha. Hear what he's saying? A medrash. So the problem, of course, is Allah be Kriyat Shema Ein Shema Ela Reish Mem Hei Tevos. And Shabura said only 245 words in the Kriyat Shema. My takante. So what's in the takana? Tiknu Shia Shiach Tzibur Chozeh Gimel Tevos. The Shiach Tzibur should say at the end three words, namely Hashem Elokeichem Emeskei V'Hashem Emav Tevos Al Hakol. And if you would say Kriyat Shema not with the Tzibur, then you're missing three words that the Shiach Tzibur refers to at the end. Hashem Elokeichem Emes, my takande. What should you do? So here the Mechaber says something else. I'm back to the Mechaber in Samech Aleph. If you're reading Kriyat Shema as a Yochid, you're not davening with Tzibur. So how do you do it? You have in Tesvav Vavin Shem Emes V'Yatziv Shaul in Tzadik. You have in mind in the 15 Vavs that are found in Emes V'Yatziv. Emes, V'yatzin, V'nachon, V'kayim, V'yashar, V'nehman. So there are 15 of them. That they add up to 90. Then Kineged Gimel Shemus HaHavaya, he tells you some Kabbalah business. They correspond to the three Shemus of Havaya. Shekol Shem Olech Havod. Each Shem is 26. V'dal Olos Yosel, Haim Lamed, they're 30. And that's how you take care of it. It is very rare for the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch to quote anything Kabbalistic. It is so rare, it's almost non-existent. It's amazing, because the Mechaber, as you know, Abbas Yisro was a Kabbalist. He lived in what city? The rarefied city of Safed. Sfat. One moment. And the Mechaber, Ad Kidei Kach, also had a Magid who came to him and wrote a Sefer based on that called the Magid Meshorim. But in the Shulchan Aruch itself, you see very little of this. And this is a rare opportunity where the Mechaber, shall we say, suddenly is into Kabbalistic notions. Very rare. The Ramo just adds on that, v'yesh otam, acher. The test log vav in olin tzadik, v'akriya nechshemes aleph. Even the reading it is one time, so you have 91, k'minyan Hashem, and he goes through this whole song and dance, whole discussion. However, v'yesh akasim, the kol ha'kari k'riya shema b'yachid, now let's back to Digla. Anyone who says k'riya shema b'yachid, not in part of a tzibur, yom ha'kel melech ne'amon, and therefore that's how you're mashlin, the three words that you need to mashlin, the 248 Ivar. Anyway, you see here the whole yesod of this 248 and the creation itself is 245, and you had Kel Melech Neman, or you had the other possibility mentioned by the Mechaber, and that's the practice. Yeah.
How do you resolve that sometimes school like these that it says if you say a word that it'll like heal your
Mitsanilo also Yoshal Ganim, Gemara Brachas. They'll cool down the Ganim for you. Do not ask me these questions. But I take Chazal in a very literal way. They have a Masorah, they have some sort of a tradition to these matters. Yes?
I'm asking for when it says like you, things like your whole goof will be like.
We'll have a refuah. It's based on the Medrash. Again, I can only tell you that Mishnah Berurah quotes his Medrash. Mishnah Berurah does not often quote such Midrashim also. Just like the Mechaber doesn't generally have recourse to Kabbalistic items, Mishnah Berurah also, not often does he quote such Midrashim, but here he does quote such a Medrash. And Kanira Chazal had some sort of a Kabbalah that Kriya Shema is very powerful. We see that in the Gemara in Brachas that you learned, correct?
Yeah.
About someone who says Kriya Shema b'Kavana with the proper Kavana, so that person will also be Zoche. The Gemara says, as I pointed out to you, that the Gemara has in Shabbos, it mentions, Kol HaMisbalel, a person who davs b'chol kocho, whether it means b'chol kocho, b'chol kavanaso, so the normal lifespan is 70 years, that will be, Hashem will, in effect, totally and completely do away with that normal lifespan, you'll be zochet tzarich esyamim. So we have sayings of Chazal like that. For example, the Gemara Brach is also with Shnayim Mikra Vechatagra. What does the Gemara say? If you do that religiously, properly, you'll be zochet to longevity. Arich esyamim b'shonim. So Chazal had different Kabbalahs for different things, and here they have for Kriya Shema such a Kabbalah that apparently it's a kind of refuah if it's said properly.
So how do you resolve when the school doesn't necessarily seem to work? I know Acher.
Acher had a problem with Shiloh HaKen.
Yeah.
Gemara Kedushin. Gemara Chagiga.
Yeah.
Acher had that problem, correct.
So, but how do you resolve those sort of things?
Really? I don't see the. What has to be resolved exactly?
You say Shema, you get a certain reward.
Right.
You know, and you say Shiloh HaKen, if you do Shiloh HaKen, you get a certain reward. Arich
Yom, the Torah says, Barach to Yomim. That's one of the mission of Isaac Chulin. That's one of the items. That's one of the items. The Mishnah writes in Chulin that Matan Schar Vetzibah. The Torah itself has presented us with the Schar. The Torah does not have many such mitzvahs. One of them is Kibud Avayim, where it mentions that Matan Schar Vetzibah, and the other is Shiloh HaKeh, the person of the kind that mitzvah Barach Yomim. Again, we don't exactly know what the connection is, but this is a pasuk in Chumash. Now here, with reference to this, this is already a medrash. It's obviously none of the same. And even what I mentioned for the Gemara and Brachas that Shnayim Mikra Vechatagim also leads to Arich Es Yomim Vishonim is also not found. It's not a pasuk. It's not a sukkim in the Torah. But Chazal had clearly some sort of masorah to these matters.
So I understand that. I'm asking what if, for example, Acher, the child died.
How do you Acher obviously did not somehow, as he pointed out, that's the Gemara Kedushin. That Acher, when it happened, what happened? He said, "Zu Torah, Zu Schara." Clearly, it's not working. So, in order that one should actually, one has to have a lot of emunah. I mean, one has to be really very committed in a very serious way, because all this ultimately is totally on emunah. I'll give you another example. Maybe you won't like this example, but then before I get to that example, you're referring to the Gemara. The Gemara here is in Kedushin. And also, as I said, the Gemara Chagiga refers to Acher. And unfortunately, he was clearly lacking as far as this aspect of things, as far as this aspect of Amuna, even though he was obviously great on Chokham. But somehow, in terms of this, there was something lacking, something was missing. I'll give you another example, if you don't mind. The Ibn Ezra is quoted by the Ramban at the beginning of Bereshit, that the Torah says that by Yivarech Elokim Asiyah Mashiach, by Kadesh Hashem. So Rashi says, what does it mean that Hashem blessed the seventh day and sanctified it? So Rashi says, Berachah B'man, Kitshah B'man, that you have a double portion of man that fell on Erev Shabbos. Ibn Ezra says, no, that's not what it means. What it means is that on Shabbos, a person's intellectual and emotional quotient is heightened. Your intellectual acuity on Shabbos somehow is enhanced. He seems to be talking about Neshama Yisera. He doesn't use that term. But Chazal speak about it. Gemara's talking about Neshama Yisera. That's why we make Abdullah on Matzai Shabbos in order that we should be able to enter the week. So what exactly is the nature of that? And the fact of the matter is that Chazal clearly understood that there's something on Shabbos which is distinct and unique, and something happens to a person on Shabbos. This is the Ibn Ezra. He was the most rational of people, trust me. He was not a Kabbalist in the any sense of the word. You don't see Kabbalah in Ibn Ezra came out at all. Even though he's from the Sephardic, great Sephardic Parshonim. And he writes like that. And the Ramban says, V'nochonu l'ma'aminim bo. Ramban comments on Ibn Ezra. Remember the Ramban in Zagdama to the Torah, he says, how is he going to treat the Ibn Ezra? The following way. Tochachad b'gula v'yabba m'suteret. A hidden love, but openly revealed. Trust me, that's what he does. Every other Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, takes the task. He really is sometimes scathing against the Ibn Ezra. But on this matter, he writes, V'nochonu l'ma'aminim bo. So, can you read that here? There was some emuna that was lacking, because unfortunately sometimes in Shiluach HaKein, where the Torah says, L'man yitavach l'arach l'yomim, the mitzvah rechus yomim, and as you mentioned the story, and it didn't happen, so right away he became a kofer. He decided to deny. But it's a lot of it is totally an emuna. I mean, I don't think we can really explain these things in any rational kind of way. So here, the Mishnah Berurah is calling you a medrash that tells you that the 248 words of Kriyat Shema correspond to 248 limbs, and in order to master that number, we have to say Kel Melech Nemo, Vidam Biyofi, or Vidam Tzibu. We have to hear the Shir Tzibu say Hashem Elokecha Memes. He's telling you a Hanhaga that is based on a Masora, based on a Muna, and I can't say much more than that. To be honest with you, I just mentioned one thing. Is that this Kel Melech Nemo, as you know, that there are those there were only Yisrael who did not feel you should say Kel Melech Nemo. If I'm not mistaken, that they say about Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, I don't recall. I saw Moshe Feinstein Zatzal many, many times, but I don't remember. I didn't look that carefully enough to see whether he said Kel Melech Nemon. If he did say Kel Melech Nemon, that's what I heard in his name. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that B'tzibur, you don't say it, as I mentioned, but B'yachid, you do say it. And that's what apparently many were knowing to say Davka. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the Briscoe was not like that, and so Greg Dolly Swell, and the Mishnah Berurah writes here in the Magen Avraham, it's a contest that where the Tzibur is not going to, sometimes the Tzibur doesn't go back to say Hashem Elokecha Memes, even though I never saw that. Everywhere I davened, came out my entire life, the Tzibur always said Hashem Elokecha Memes. Can you read? There apparently are some practices, some in Hagam, where they don't do it. So then you're missing three words. So apparently the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Limchos V'yadam, you shouldn't make a shouldn't protest. But if I'm not mistaken, that is a... Kriyat Shema is a very powerful... Let me just mention one other thing, since I already have me on the Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is very powerful. You know what I saw in the Minigai Yeshivas? I saw something... I don't see it here. But I saw it in Yeshivas, and it's also quoted by Rav Sternberg, I think, in his Sefer on the Grove. He quotes it, and I saw this practice in Yitzhak. In Yitzhak, the Minig was that the bracha would be said, Havodah Rabbi Yisraviyavah, and then there'd be a lengthy pause. Before they said, the entire yeshiva said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. When I say lengthy, I mean lengthy. You'll ask me, how lengthy? 30 seconds. Wow. So I always had a difficulty with that. Starting from 1971 when I saw it. Why? Because I told you yesterday, or 2 days ago, that there's a machlokes who showed me about this bracha. Is this a Birchas HaMitzvah over Kriyat Shema, or is it Sherech Hodah? It seems to me, Lachos to Ramban the Rashba, this issue, but it seems to me, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Shal of Hefzeh. The Ramah writes in Simon Reish Rav very clearly, you can't be Mafzik between the Bracha and the Mitzvah. The Bracha has to be over Lassi Yassan, right before you do the Mitzvah. The Gemara says that all over Shas. So therefore, that would be a problem. And certainly, as I said, the Gabi Birchas HaNenin, the Kolshkin, the Gabi Birchas HaMitzvah, but even according to those Rishonim who say it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a kind of Sherech Hodah. The bracha of Habakkuk Amo Yisrael V'Yavah. But still, it would seem that the halacha is that the whole idea was, why were they misaking it? That you should make the bracha some up to the Kriya Shema. And yet, there seems to be a practice, and I actually have seen Gedolei Yisrael. And why did they do that? And the answer is they did it because Kriya Shema is a Din D'oraisa, and you want to prepare yourself to have the proper kavana, and that's what they did. In order to have the proper kavana, they would pause. It'd be a pause approximately, I'm telling you what they did in the yeshiva that I learned in, Yeshivat Itri in 1971. There was like a pause, and then suddenly you would hear 500 voices 30 seconds later screaming out the Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But the whole idea was to prepare yourself. And matter of fact, I saw also that there were Gedolei Yisrael used to close their eyes right before they said Kriya Shema, right before they said the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, in order to have the proper kavana. And so it seems that there is such a practice that people have. And even though, as I said, I have some difficulty understanding this practice because of the nature of what the bracha is, but behold, there seems to be a very creation, a very powerful tefillah. Yeah?
Could it be that since I heard you learn the bracha that it's a chiyuv to have kavana during Shema, so that it technically becomes...
By the way, we paskin, the machlok is all over Shas, so the mitzvah is kavana, mitzvah is kavana. How do we paskin? The Shabura says that when it comes, when one kind of mitzvah, certainly by the raisis. By Mitzvah Daraisa, there's no question. Mitzvah Kavanah, it's right here in Simchas Hamach, if you don't mind. Here, the Mishnah Berurah actually comments on this. The Mechaber says, and he writes in Simchas Hamach, Yesh Omim She'ein Mitzvah Kavanah, Yesh Omim She'tzvichas Kavanah, V'chein Halacha. It's a Mechaber Shachanah. That's the din. And the Magen Avraham says, Me'im the Rabbah, by Mitzvah Daraisa. For sure. By Mitzvah Rabbanan, we don't necessarily assume that. So therefore, all brachas, with the exception of which bracha, which is Daraisa, so then the halacha is that without mechaberin with the eved yotze. However, it's not so simple. The Vilna Gaon does not hold like that. He holds there's no distinction between mitzvah daraisa and mitzvah d'avonah. The halacha is you have to have kavana. If you don't have kavana, you're not yotze. That's the Mishabura. That's the Vilna Gaon. I think the Mishabura quotes that Vilna Gaon as well. And so we assume that when it says over here that mitzvah is kavana, and it's true the Radvaz says it applies. The mitzvah daraisa certainly the pasuk Kriya Shema. There's no question about it, and therefore that's probably the reason why people, shall we say, pause before they go ahead and say the Kriya Shema. I think the Mishnah Berurah himself tells you the following. He said this kavana is he calls it lehisbonin v'lasam aliba mashu omer ulakatu lekuva rakam pasuk avishan sheish poika kavalsam hashamayim v'yachdusa. So he tells you we're about to be mekabel upon ourselves all hashamayim. You know what our problem is? We dive in so quickly, we don't even know what we're doing. There have been times where I was not sure whether I dive in or not. How is that possible? The answer is that, unfortunately, we are don't dive in with the proper kavana. That's why I want you to dive in from a siddur, dafka, all the gdolis so that I saw always dive in from a siddur. Even though they do everything by heart. But they dive in from a siddur because they were very makbid on the kavana, especially Kriya Shema. I told you what the Risk Glove used to do. The Risk Glove used to say, the first pasuk of the Kriya Shema, I heard from Rav Guelik and from Talmidim of Risk Glove for a half hour. Half hour? I finished davening like the 18 minute matzahs, all davening, including Kriya Satera. When I go to certain shuls in the United States, they know how to do it. The city that you live in, and the shul that you daven in, I don't know how they do it. But Kriya Shema requires profound kavanah. So I really can't answer your question, Sarah, that you want to know regarding all these quote-unquote schoolers of Aruch HaSiyam and Bishonim. I cannot answer your question, but I see from the halacha that Kriya Shema requires enormous kavanah. My Rebbe just walked in, so we have to be mechabim. How do you know him?
He's a close friend of my daughter's.
Really? Baruch Hashem. Okay. He's one of the stalwarts. And I was zeichet to see him in the chutzars not long ago. A week and a half ago. Something along those lines. I just, Hashem was mezakim me. So what do you want to say? Yeah. Okay, let me just mention something else. That someone asked me, and this is a problem which is not, when is the Sof Zman Kriya Shema according to the Mishnah Brachos that you learned? There's a Sof Zman Kriya Shema. You ever saw in a
3 hours.
Shalosh Shalos. So how do you measure those Shalosh Shalos? I got all my books. You take out your machinery and I take out my books. So here, for example, today, the Netzach Chama is 6:35. Sosma Kriya Shema, we're talking about the Vilna Gaon, is 9:11. Actually, it's earlier. No, it's 9:11. What is it, 9:11? No, it's 9:11, the Vilna Gaon. The Magen Avraham is 8:26. And Sosma Tvila is 10:03. So you have to say Kriya Shema. Let's say you follow the Vilna Gaon. That's not a bad thing. I try to be makbid in the Magen Avraham, which is the earliest man Kriya Shema. How do you figure it out? You take the day when the morning is, and you when does the morning end, and then you divide it by 12 to know exactly what each hour, how many minutes each hour is. That's called Shos Manios. And that's how you figure out what the Shos Man Kriya Shema is. The Vilna Gaon is always later. But sometimes people, shall we say, wake up right before Shos Man Kriya Shema. I don't know how that's possible. I would have literally apoplexy. It could not happen to me. Is that possible? My biological clock would not permit it. My spiritual clock doesn't permit it either. Last night I came home, I went to Baruch Hashem, a lot of simchas last night. Rabbi Reichman had a bat mitzvah. My brother married off the granddaughter. I said a shiur from 8 to 9:30. Then I went to a fourth simcha, of course. I came after the simcha was over. That was at about 12:30 at night. Who exactly? My wife said the inspector would still be there at 12:30 at night. I said, well, I thought they would wait for me. But anyway, kind of read, they did not. Came a bit late. And then I came home and then had to start learning because I didn't learn for 4 or 5 hours. And so that went on. I was looking at the sun until about 3:15 or so, and then I saw something happen. And then at about 4:45, I was back again. So, but I... because it still bothered me. I just had to get a power nap. Sozman Kriya Shema has a problem. So let's say you realize that Sozman Kriya is coming. So what do you do? Right away you say Kriya Shema, before davening, without brachas. Now the question is, must you again say Kriya Shema when you come to the davening itself? That's another issue that's quoted on Lach and Shulchan Aruch. Here in Siman Samech, the Shulchan Aruch actually talks about this issue, that where you read Kriya Shema without brachas, so then once again, you better to go ahead and say it again, Kriya Shema with brachas. You are familiar with that halacha? In Siman Samech, it's a Gemara actually, you're familiar with it, of course you are. It says here, Kar Kriya Shema below bracha, Yatsi Nechavas Kriya Shema. So really you don't have to say the Kriya Shema again, just say the brachas. But we generally assume Machlokes HaRishonim, Machlokes HaRambam and the Rashba, but the Kriya Shema B'Chaseh is the Din D'Oraisa, or the Din D'Oraisa is just Kriya Shema. We like to assume Kriya Shema B'Chaseh. We spoke about this a few days ago.
Yeah.
So the best thing is to say Kriya Shema again with the brachas. So even though you already said Kriya Shema, but you can say it again with the brachas, but you should not let that happen. That's why there are, I imagine people have alarm clocks in the world, no? Don't you have such an item? I don't know how it's possible to go and sleep past Man Kriya Shema. Someone told me, a young man in Yeshiva here several years ago, I think he was before you actually, but you know him. Anyway, so a young man told me, he was a Shana Al student, he told me the following. I almost flipped out. I'm not joking. He tells me on Sunday, Rabbi, I fell asleep on Friday night, and I woke up on Motzei Shabbos. I didn't believe him. So he went and told 2 or 3 other rabbis, he said, this is exactly what happened. He said, Rabbi David looked at me incredulously. Why do you look at me? I wasn't Mechal Shabbos. That's what he said. He wasn't. He performed, which mitzvah did he perform? Shamor. I said, well, Shabbos the gotcha, but he forgot about all the Zohars. Kiddush. Correct. He forgot all about that. But he said, but it wasn't Mechal Shabbos, you should be happy. So I tell him, how many hours did you sleep? No, he told me. Is it possible that one could sleep from Friday night to Motzei Shabbos? How many hours did he tell me about? You know what he told me? He slept over 21 hours. Wow. I also sleep 21 hours. No question about it, for sure. In 6 days, 7 days. Who sleeps 21 hours in 1 day? How's it possible? He said, I was very tired. So he said to me, why are you looking at me so incredulously? I said, because if Chas V'Shalom, that would happen with me, unless God forbid a person was sick or something, I would have guilt for the rest of my life. So he told me, do you want me to find a psychologist who can help you? He asked me. This young man is today an outstanding Ben Torah. Outstanding. I won't mention who he is because it would be embarrassing. You know him. He knows you, actually. He's in the Smicha program in Yeshiva University. There are a few, so you will not be able to catch who I'm talking about. More than a few, actually. So I met him recently when I was in my recent trip. And he looks at me and says to me, Rosh Hashiva, do you remember that I once told you? He says, I am literally embarrassed beyond belief. I was very disappointed for him. He's a wonderful young man. He was wonderful then too. 21 hours. I said, what's with Kriyashma? What's with Kriyashma? What's with Tefillah? What's with Shacharis? Musaf? Mincha? He said, I made my Yes.
Don't we say that if someone's running late, then they should, and they're going to miss Sosman, then they should say Krishna during Birkas Shachar?
Yeah, it's the same earlier, you're saying.
Right.
That's why, actually, the reason why you know in the Siddurim. Right, in the
Karbanos,
you have the Kriyashma for that reason. That's why it was instituted in the Hanami. But assuming that there are people who don't, I discovered there are people here who don't say Karbanos, which I also find to be unfathomable. Rasal Lechik, I think it's told to help to Din Daraisa. More important than Suga de Zimra. Okay, but even assuming you don't subscribe to that, you're right. There you have the, to say it earlier.
So what would we do with that?
Yeah.
What do we do about the din of having to say Krishna on the prophets? Because then, seemingly, if we say that the prophets are Daris, then it's better to miss Man Krishna and say it with the prophets than say it there with that prophet.
Yeah. Okay, but again, as I said, that here, once you. Okay, I understand what you're saying. I hear you. I'm saying, but all of it is totally on. What I'm discussing now, whether the Birchas Krishna, the Birchas Amitzis, or the simply Birchas Hashevach. The fact is, if you assume it's a Birchas Hamitzvah and Kriyas Shema, so you have to say Kriyas Shema and Birchas Hamitzvah. It's a combined, it's a package deal. It's something that merges together. You can't separate one from the other.
So one shouldn't say that. Then
that's right. Correct. That's right. It's in the Mr. Brewer over here, actually, he quotes in Sipkot Dalit that even according to the Tzad Yotzi with that Brachas, but still you should say Kriyas Shema again because the Gemara says in Brachas, Lama Bitfila, we talk to the return. Do you recall that expression? Regarding Asherites in the fifth parak. And anyone who takes a call to also remember that. So therefore, there's a din of lama b'tzula b'tok divrei Torah, and that's why, even though it's true that there's nafka mina, whether you can be masik in the middle, dance amen, if it's only lama b'tzula b'tok divrei Torah, it's probably mutzah. Whatever the case is, it's probably not kedai to be meko. And someone asked me the following question. Let's say I already said kriyas shema, and now I'm in the middle of davening, and now I realize the zman tefillah has come. Should I skip kriyas shema in order to grab the zman tefillah? Because I always say, like you said, the Kriyas Shema earlier. I said the Kriyas Shema in the Karbanos section over there in the morning. So it would seem that you have to be worried about Sosman Tefillah. But again, the problem is that you should never get into this predicament. You should try to avoid it. Yeah.
Doesn't that need to be explicit Karbanos for that first Kriyas Shema as your material?
Probably you do. Probably you do have to have Karbanos, because Kriyas Shema still requires Karbanos. How much of Kriyas Shema requires Karbanos? How much is Daraisa? How much is the Rishonos? What? So that's according to Ramban, the first passage that the Gemara in the second paragraph of Brachas, where Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was saying a shir, and suddenly, very good, and he was saying a shir, and suddenly, Kriyas Shema came, he closed, he covered his eyes, and said the first passage. But Rashi Shita is that the first passage of the Daraisa, Rashi Dabez Manala, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the first two passages of the Daraisa, the Ramban Shita is all three passages of the Daraisa, and the Holy Hashem, Shakazayi, told us on this. One of the favorite topics of Shakazayi. You know the Sefer Shakazayi? Very beautiful Sefer, I'll tell you later, Metz. So I'm very into that sefer because I have, when I was bar mitzvah, so that's when my father, Allah Shalom, had someone prepare with me a shikul tayin of the shakasayin. That was the meaning of bar mitzvah then. I'd say a pilpul of the shakasayin. All my grandchildren say pilpul of the shakasayin, usually in the areas of tefillin. Last night, Rabbi Reichman's son said a pilpul. I wasn't there for that. I was busy getting to the chasana of my brother's granddaughter. Anyway, but he said a pilpul, which I have in my pocket, right here. And Hesach Hadassah Tefillin, I have what to say about it already. I was waiting in the red light this morning. That is, after I came to the yeshiva, Rabbi Rachman gave it to me, and then I began to read it on the way, and then I have Oris on this. I'll get to it a little bit later. Yes? Go ahead. Yeah. So you should, but anyway, once you're trying to come this man, I don't see how does one come late to Davini? I come late to Davini once in a while, but I try not to. Usually, if I come late to Davini in my shul, I daven the next minute after. I'm embarrassed as the Rav to come late to Davin. Is that a proper Why should a rav come late to daven? It's not beseder. So I daven the next minyan. Yeah.
The parasha of Vayomer. The ikur seems to, I mean, besides the sefer tzitzis trying is tzitzis.
Right.
I don't understand how tzitzis. I guess the whole point is that it's supposed to represent like all the mitzvos and something like that.
Right.
How does it do that?
Okay, that you're asking a philosophical question, which is not really part of my mandate over here. Okay, I believe now that I'll try to discuss that. I'm already past the time, so I will stop. But go ahead, yeah.
I listened to a recording of when Rashi was talking about Krishna being Dereza also. And
right.
He was saying that the, I think it was Rukhaya might have been, who was so careful about the words, because since it was Dereza, that he would say each word over.
The Rizkulov said the first pasuk of Krishna for half hour. Because he didn't know how to pronounce the ayin. Shema, 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 different ways. That's why I heard from probably the first one. Rav Salvezi told us not to do anything like that. Not to. Yeah.
So, and then I also dropped the paragraphs of Krishna.
Then we have Tosfos in Brachos and the Gemara. Tell me which areas, which words are you careful not to bring together?
Al-Livachem.
Next. Al-Livachem. What's that?
Issa Vissachar.
Correct. The Samtem, Shu, Rebach, and Adbekin, and the Halachim, because I mentioned Shemalah. Yeah.
So how can we repeat words of the Shema? Because if we're saying that, the rest should have been in the pristine form without repeating words and trying to get the perfect.
Who says you can repeat words in Shemalah? Oh, yes, in the Kriya Shema.
That's one I just said.
The Kriya Shema. Because you want to be Yotze, it's the RIC, you want to be Yotze. But we're not talking about these Madregas. I don't think we should be doing, like Rabbi Soloveitchik said, we shouldn't be doing any of these things. We're not holding, I'm not holding you right. Maybe you are, but I'm not. So I can't.
Is that similar to when we read Parsha Zachor?
Yeah, Parsha Zachor, they did Daraisa, correct?
So is that what?
Yeah, people are very medakti. You know, I was in a yeshiva called, when I said, she first came to Rabbi Soloveitchik and has a yeshiva for 2 years, an Israeli yeshiva. I said, it was probably the two best years of my life. Anyway, so I said a shir, hey, you have guys at the army, very good guys. Pasha Zohar there of the yeshiva, they had, I think, at least 10 different ladies. Temani, Moroccan, Persian, every single Ashkenazi type. Unbelievable. I never worried about the Dindaraisa, but being Yotze, Pasha Zohar. Okay, try.
Thank you.
Thank you.